Hey listeners, we have a very rare opening for an associate sound designer mixer here at DeFacto Sound. That's my sound design studio and the studio behind 20,000 Hertz. To learn more, visit jobs.defactosound.com. This application window closes on May 22nd. Now, onto the show. You're listening to 20,000 Hertz. I'm Dallas Taylor.
How the heck does everyone learn these cool TikTok dances?
Let me show you my little trick.
Boys, I think I broke the new TikTok voice. H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-
5 Season 2 Fortnite teaser trailer reaction.
Everyone underestimates me, but then they turn their back and I'm like, boo! And they're like, bleh!
Now, I do have a TikTok account, but whenever I go on it, I feel a bit like, howdy do, fellow kids. But while I might not be great at the Renegade or the Wednesday dance, which, to be honest, I have no idea what I'm even reading right now, I do know a good Sonic brand when I hear it, and TikTok's Sonic brand caught my attention way before the app did. A while back, I was watching this video on Instagram.
Here's a secret sound design trick no one is talking about. Start with some white noise.
When the video ended, a TikTok logo appeared, and I heard this little sound. TikTok had added a Sonic logo to the end of the video, and pretty soon, I started to hear this sound everywhere.
Can I pet that dog?
No, he's sleeping.
Can I pet that dog?
That is not the correct way to eat a cinnamon in a row.
That sound made me realize I was already watching plenty of TikTok videos, just not on TikTok.
If you're on Reddit or Instagram, for example, there's loads of TikTok films that you may come across, right?
That's Roscoe Williamson from Massive Music, the company that created.
And people weren't really attributing this content to TikTok. So their biggest challenge was attribution on other platforms.
Anytime a TikTok is showing up off platform, you're going to hear it. So as you said, Reddit, Instagram.
And that's Afric Lennon, who works alongside Roscoe at Massive Music. Today, the Sonic logo they created is all over the place.
It's also being rolled out across all of TikTok's marketing. So their TV advertising, radio advertising.
In just over a year, this sound has become one of the most prolific Sonic logos ever.
We think it's over 10 million a week.
Around 2020, TikTok was already huge, with over 700 million users. And one of the things that made TikTok so popular was how easy it was to add music to your videos. But for a platform that's so heavily built around music, they didn't have a Sonic identity. At the time, Massive Music was already consulting with TikTok, so when TikTok wanted a Sonic logo, Afric and Roscoe knew that they would crush it.
It was actually a 6-month pitch process. Pretty grueling, I have to say, culminating with the final pitch right after Christmas. So it meant a lot of the team working through the Christmas holidays. But yeah, we were pretty proud of the pitch that we did, and we won the project fair and square.
Creating the perfect sound for a giant global tech company comes with a ton of pressure.
It's super important that you're going to have a Sonic logo that really can become an earworm, easily remembered, potentially even sung or hummed.
Sonic branding has become more and more popular in the last sort of decade, I would say, from smart speakers, the rise of streaming, the rise of podcasting.
You're listening to Radiolab.
So how do you stand out in amongst an increasingly cluttered Sonic landscape?
TikTok knew that they had already captured the Gen Z market, but they wanted to broaden their appeal.
They didn't want to skew too young in terms of how this Sonic logo should appeal to people, because at the time there was a big drive to engage older users.
They also wanted this sound to be as joyful and inviting as possible.
In our stakeholder interviews with the brand, somebody described TikTok as the last sunny corner of the internet. It's the last place where you can really express that joy and creativity. And so for TikTok, it was really important that the sound expressed this kind of welcoming nature and the sense of almost safety on the platform.
But of course, there's a fine line between sunny and irritating.
We also needed it to be a sound that could survive a huge amount of exposure and not tire and not become annoying or jarring.
Finally, they wanted a sound that TikTokers could engage with themselves.
We wanted to create something that could become known, loved, and embraced, and even remixed by the community.
To meet all of that criteria, Roscoe and Afric went through thousands of iterations.
It's got to be in the 2000 plus.
Early on, they focused on the onomatopoeia of the name TikTok.
It felt natural to think about the sound logo as this kind of two-beat structure.
So we did some really early experiments with like looking at what we could use around the house, in the office, everyday objects that might give you that TikTok sound. I mean, even with your mouth, you can kind of go...
Here's an early version. And again.
So there's a tick on the front, which is this percussive sound. And on the back, this is where we were going through a phase where we were trying to integrate UGC sounds.
UGC stands for user-generated content. In this case, it was sounds from people's TikTok videos that they cleared for use. To me, this one sounds a bit like someone saying, ow. And that led them to an idea that was even more out there, a logo that would actually change depending on where and when you heard it.
We did think at one stage of this kind of like ever-evolving sonic logo.
I think we called it Never the Same Twice. And it was this idea that how were we going to define the sound of a brand that's constantly leaning into changing trends and musical trends. And that was why we landed on that.
Each version of the logo would use a different user-generated sound.
But as long as there was a tick and there was a tock, you would always know it's TikTok.
For the initial tick sound, they liked the idea of using a kick drum from the iconic 808 drum machine.
It's a homage to a lot of the hip-hop music and bass music that became synonymous with the platform early on.
In this Never the Same Twice idea, the 808 would stay fixed.
But on the back end, you have different UGC sounds coming through and changing.
For instance, maybe something like this.
But quite quickly, we realized that we needed something a little bit more consistent.
What TikTok really needed was something that could really be more of a fixed asset and become this iconic association with the brand.
So the idea of a constantly changing logo was cut, but they kept rolling with the 808 kick drum. Here's another early version.
This is a very blown out 808 on the front and then sounds like another UGC on the back end, which probably didn't make the cut.
I think it might be like a hyper-processed UGC dog bark.
Oh, yeah, the dog bark.
From what I remember.
If it sounds like they're being a little coy right now, just don't forget that dog bark. After hundreds of iterations, they started to hone in on something a bit more melodic.
Getting closer. So you probably recognize the motif, the melody on the back end, but it's a different timbre, right? So that sounds like a toy piano timbre. And the front hit, I think that might even be like an 808 reverse. But for whatever reason, we just don't feel like that had the right cut through on the front end and the back end wasn't bright enough.
Remember, these are only a few of the thousands of sounds that Afric and Roscoe went through. Each of these examples represents hundreds of slight variations on the same logo.
There's a point in this process where you're literally going insane because you're just listening to 2 second clips of audio and your mind is kind of coming out of your ears. There was this point and we're in this sort of pit of despair, like, are we ever going to find the right sound? And then suddenly it just kind of popped out. And it was like everybody on that call from our side was like, hey, let's listen to that again.
That version featured a monstrous, overblown 808 kick.
We have the tick, the first beat, which is this iconic sub-bass sound, which for us is a nod to the musicality of the platform.
But it also functionally acts as a divider between music on content, right? What we found when we were stress testing this, which is when we're putting it at the end of lots of different content with lots of different music, is it really nicely acts as this kind of divider between whatever music precedes it and then the chord at the end.
After that 808 kick, there's a bright, ascending chord. This tied back to the idea of the last sunny corner on the internet.
The second half of the sound logo, we wanted to instill this sense of joy, which is where this kind of ascending melody came from.
The timbre of the sound is a layered sine wave and a marimba layered.
Now, a marimba isn't a shocking choice because for the past couple of decades, brands have been in love with them.
We all know the marimba from music and media and commercials. It's very successful, but for good reason. It's warm. It cuts through, right?
Alexa, play a lullaby.
Okay.
The chord they chose was also very intentional.
The chord is the E major seventh chord.
A major seven chord is made up of the root, a major third, perfect fifth, and a major seventh.
The seventh note, it adds that unusual flavor to the chord. And it's kind of used in jazz and R&B and sometimes in hip hop and pop. Tell me that you're coming through. It just gives that texture to the chord that kind of is a sense of wonder.
Afric and Roscoe were convinced the E major 7 was the perfect chord, but they got some pushback.
There was a prominent stakeholder in the project that was like, it's got to be E major. E major's a bright, happy chord.
Here's an E major. The difference between these two chords is the fourth note. In the major, that jazzy 7th is swapped out for a higher octave of the root note. Here they are back to back, E major 7, E major. And here they are in the full logo, E major 7, E major. And again. Afric and Roscoe felt really strongly that the E major 7 was the way to go. To prove it, they did some consumer testing and compared the two versions.
We put them into testing in a number of key markets for TikTok. But actually, the results were really interesting because that resolved E major came through as actually a little bit more childish, which is something that TikTok was actively trying to kind of move away from. They wanted to age up their brand sound. And so interestingly, the unresolved, so the E major seventh chord, actually came through as more appealing and more recallable.
In the end, everyone at TikTok was on board.
Having that objective audience data really helped to kind of get it over the line and convince some of the stakeholders.
After thousands of iterations, consumer research, and a final debate about a single note, Afric and Roscoe finally had their perfect logo. Behind the scenes, they started calling it the Boom Bling. It was made up of a bass hit and an ascending chord. But there's actually one other sound in there, underneath the chord. It's really easy to miss, but here it is on its own. Does that ring any bells?
It is actually the dog bark.
Yep, that's the same dog bark from one of the earlier versions.
That is a mistake. That is something that we left in by accident. You know, 2,000 logos later, your mind's jelly, and so it was baked in there. It wasn't until afterwards we were like, oh, that's in there somehow. And then the logo got signed off. And and we were kind of like, okay, well, should we take this out? And then when we took it out, the logo just didn't have the character.
So they left it in. And that dog bark became the accidental final ingredient. Finally, TikTok had their sound. So that's the end of the story, right? Not even close, because that logo was just one part of a much larger sonic strategy, a strategy that involved some highly unusual covert tactics.
We actually started doing this before the launch of the Sonic brand, and we started seeding them onto the platform, kind of like incognito.
That's coming up after the break. The hardest part of starting a business is coming up with a great idea. For every air fryer, video doorbell, or smart speaker that's sold in huge numbers, there are thousands of others that never made it. So that's the hard part. Now, here's the easy part. Selling online with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. You don't need to know how to code or understand anything about design. And you definitely don't need a degree in accountancy. Just choose the template you like, upload some descriptions and images, and you're ready to start selling. You're probably already using Shopify and don't even realize it. That's because, according to their own data, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Huge companies like Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen use Shopify, along with millions of other entrepreneurs from 175 countries around the world. Here's how you can get started. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/20k, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/20k now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/20k. Congratulations to Brady Ashcroft for getting last episode's mystery sound right. Those strange sounds were made by a willow ptarmigan, which is a type of pheasant found across the northern hemisphere. These birds are extremely vocal and make a variety of noises when they're courting mates, fighting off rivals, or alerting others about nearby predators. And here's this episode's mystery sound. If you know that sound, tell us what it is at the web address mystery.20k.org. If you guess it right, you'll be entered to win one of our world-famous, super-soft 20,000 Hertz t-shirts. But if you don't know it, and you still want a t-shirt, you can snag one of your very own over at 20k.org/shop. When I think about hiring, it just seems like it's more work, more stress, and more pressure. But here's how Indeed takes away all that worry. Indeed is the world's number one matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million visitors every month. Indeed cuts out the work of hiring with smart AI technology that helps you find the right candidate quickly. It takes the stress out of the process with scheduling, screening, and messaging all in one place. So you know exactly what you're up to in the hiring process because Indeed keeps track of everything for you. Then, Indeed relieves the pressure of choosing the right person. That's because their skill tests give you the confidence that you've got the right candidate. So now when you think of hiring, don't think of all those negatives. Just think of Indeed. To try Indeed for yourself with a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility, visit Indeed.com/Hertz. Just go to Indeed.com/Hertz right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Hertz. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In 2022, Massive Music crafted a sonic logo for TikTok, which is now being heard millions of times every day. This logo was just one piece of a larger sonic brand, an entire suite of sounds and music that all gel together. Many of these sounds can be heard in something called the sonic DNA. What you're hearing right now is the main version of it.
A sonic DNA is a long-form piece of brand music that is essentially the blueprint for different types of branded content. Within the sonic DNA, there will be chord progressions, melodies, motifs, there will be bits of sound design. So it's an extension of a sonic brand into music.
Once they had the main DNA established, they adapted it into different moods and styles that TikTok could use for ads, events, and other kinds of content. For instance, here's the welcoming version of the sonic DNA. And here's the chill version.
We wanted it to sound authentic, remixed, remade, just like the content on the platform.
And here's the daring version. Along with these sonic DNA tracks, they also made a batch of short songs that were around 10 to 15 seconds each, which they called sonic stickers. This sticker is named Boom. The next sticker is called What? And this one is named Aww. these sonic stickers were added into the library of sounds that TikTokers could add to their videos.
But the idea is that we would start to seed them into the platform itself for creators to work with. We actually started doing this before the launch of the Sonic brand, kind of like incognito.
Yeah, we launched them under an alias, which was Sonic Collective.
In other words, they use these stickers as kind of a Trojan horse to introduce people to these new branded sounds.
And we started to see, like, was people start to create content with them and pick them up.
And sure enough, people did start to pick them up.
Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm a tracer. I'm a sucker for graffiti art. Check out what my boy Chris did. He did a painting with my name.
These are $1 and 25 cents.
Then, once the Sonic brand launched, they announced that these Sonic stickers were actually official TikTok sounds.
And people didn't realize they were already kind of engaging with the Sonic identity until it fully launched.
These Sonic stickers are still being used today.
Can you do it?
I think now we're up to about 30,000 bits of content created using these Sonic stickers.
So it's very much a living, breathing Sonic identity.
In POV, being a nerdy tattoo artist, you're done in one click.
Normally, it's tough to get people to actually engage with a Sonic brand. So this Sonic sticker thing is pretty brilliant. But the real slam dunk has to be the way that TikTok has used that boom-bling Sonic logo and integrated it within the ecosystem of the entire internet. On TikTok, if a creator allows it, you can download their videos to your phone. And whenever you do, TikTok will automatically add that Sonic logo to the end of the video. The same thing happens when you repost a TikTok video on apps like Instagram or YouTube. So wherever it goes after that, the Sonic logo is baked in, so people will know where it came from. When I hear the boom bling on another app, I feel like I'm consuming TikTok content. It's almost like TikTok embedded a mini version of their app inside their competitors.
The sound effects in Planet Earth are fake. Most of them are put in post. Next time you watch Planet Earth, you should picture a 1920s radio show and a Foley guy.
Now, the other social media apps don't have a meaningful Sonic logo. YouTube does, but the only time I hear it is when I open YouTube on my television. But TikTok's strategy has meant that their sound is heard all over the place, especially by people who are not TikTokers. After the logo launched, the results of that strategy quickly became clear.
They did a study about 3 months post-launch, how many people could spontaneously recognize the sound without any context of the brand. And just 3 months after launch, actually like over 50%, so 1 in 2 were able to recognize the sound, which is just pretty astronomical for a new sound logo. Normally it can take years.
The TikTok Sonic logo is the most rapidly recognized Sonic logo of all time. And so for us, we were kind of blown away when we heard that. We were like, okay, well, we've done our jobs.
Looking back, it's hard to believe that TikTok was the first social media platform to add a Sonic logo to their videos. It's one of those things that just seems so obvious in hindsight. But that's what happens when you treat sound as both a science and as an art.
I originally studied chemistry at university, and then I got into playing in bands, and parents were like, what are you doing with your life? And when I found Sonic branding, it was a kind of perfect blend of science and art, really.
My background is also scientific, studied biomedical science, and then specialized in neuroscience of music and sound. I'm obsessed with understanding how music impacts the mind and behavior, but I've always been a musician, a singer. So Sonic branding, it really is that blend of science and art that excites me and gets me up in the morning.
Hertz is produced out of the sound design studios of DeFacto Sound. You can follow DeFacto Sound on TikTok at DeFacto Sound. And you can find my face over on TikTok telling bite-sized stories about sound at DallasTaylor.wave.
This episode was written and produced by Nicholas Harder.
It was story edited by Casey Emmerling
and Andrew Anderson.
With help from Grace East.
It was sound designed and mixed by Brandon Pratt.
Thanks to our guests, Roscoe Williamson and Afric Linen. To learn more about their work, visit massivemusic.com. I'm Dallas Taylor. Thanks for listening. Thanks again to our sponsors. And remember, you can support 20,000 Hertz by supporting our sponsors. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/20K. Get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/Hertz. You can find all of those links in the show description. Thanks.